Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Freedom!
I'm sending you a secret message.
Freedom!
I've received it, and I dislike what I read.
Hey, it's secret.
Freedom!
Yeah!
She got louder as you went on.
Yeah! We're doing an episode.
My name is Lauren Lapkin.
My name is Scotty Lapkin.
My name is Paulie Lapkus.
And this is Freedom Lapkus.
My name is Paul, and I'm here to say I'm happy to be in the studio today.
Oh.
My name is Lorna.
Okay,
I'm here to
lion.
Say I am happy to be in the studio today.
I were king of the forest.
If I were on a podcast.
Do you know that that actor was allergic to hair?
No,
yes,
it was
and
not.
It killed him.
No way, because the one was allergic
no,
to
I
the
know.
Silver.
I'm kidding. I'm playing off of that.
Fucking hell.
He was allergic to hair in general.
Buddy Epshin. He got fired because you couldn't hang with the silver paint.
Well. Can I just say that we're back at Earwolf. I haven't been here in years. Yeah.
And this is the inevitable come down episode, the second one we're taping today.
Sophomore slump.
I might have more to say this time.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Please hit
but
us.
But I might not. That bathroom here.
Yeah, what's up?
I went and pissed in it. And it has that quality that is so
the
scary.
The pee or the bathroom?
Lauren also, before we started, she said, I'm going to save this story for, but she started with, you know that bathroom here?
As if we've never been in it.
Yeah, we're here now.
There's one bathroom and there's one toilet and that's all it is, okay? But it's what I call a worst fear bathroom.
What does that mean?
And I call it that right now and I just made that up. I coined the term, but
wow.
It's... The,
and now everyone's saying
it. And everyone's talking about it and they can't stop. But the toilet is so far from the door that if anyone were to open the door, they see you.
You couldn't slant. Yeah, you couldn't kick the door.
There's no quick shutting. There's no keeping your arm on it to make sure because you can't tell if the lock works or not.
Right.
All you can do is just yell no.
And then it also says,
no.
Please, in all red letters, please do not flush. A million exclamation points. I'm like, you're not supposed
to flush.
The exclamation points are after the word flush. And then it says tampons, this, that, the other.
Oh,
Should be a colon.
So I'm not supposed to flush now?
So you didn't?
And you know, a lot of these, I don't know if you guys noticed this,
Say that through the door.
I know, I screamed it.
And this place is soundproofed.
And this is my
bathroom.
This is my bathroom stand up, but like, a lot. Have you guys noticed?
Never noticed.
You probably haven't noticed because you're not women, but in a lot of bathrooms, they're having a lot
we
of fun.
We go in the same bathrooms.
But they're having a lot of fun with the women's tampon flushing sign.
Oh, they are? Fun. What are they
they're
saying?
They're getting sillier. Like, there'll be a sign that has like a dog and it says like, do not flush. And then it says like, or tampons. Like, you know,
The dog.
Like, a picture
like don't
of a,
flush a
like
dog.
Flush a dog down the toilet.
Also, don't flush your tampons. It's like, gets your attention. It's not the
that
same typical.
Attention.
Is this stuff like that time of the month? Well, don't flush it.
Well, you know, by the way, you're not supposed to flush tampons anywhere, not just in certain buildings. That's actually very bad.
You're supposed to keep them.
You're supposed to keep them in a box.
For your granddaughter.
Did I ever tell you the story about the girl that I went to middle school with and there was a rumor that she kept her used pads in a drawer in her dresser?
Oh, tell us about this story.
Whoa,
you already did.
I told it.
Was it true?
I don't know, but I know who it was.
If you are that girl, please get a hold of us and
please.
Let us know.
Look, freedomusa@gmail.com.
I could understand doing
did you
it
keep
if
your
you
pads
were hiding
room?
That you had your period. You didn't want your family to know or something. I don't, you're throw
like
them
maybe if you're carrying.
You're going to throw them out later.
Or what if you wanted to just keep them for research?
Yeah, just see how does the blood change in my luteal phase?
A
menstrual
phase. Remember when I went through that menstrual phase?
That was so mean.
Such a weird two
whatever.
Years of my life.
Whatever, I did it, whatever.
Your menses.
My menses is red.
R.I.P. my
tampon
menses.
Robot.
Tampon robot. Tampon bot 3000.
My menses is red.
Uterine wall shedding. Alert. Alert.
Exterminate. Exterminate. Lauren, tell us another story from when you were young.
Okay.
And please let it involve tampons. I'm not
please.
Weird.
Please.
Well, did I ever tell you the one? This one's pretty crazy. There was a rumor.
Rumor has it.
But I might have told this before, but you'll remember if I have.
This is this is a feature on the show. Like, it's Rumor Has It.
Like yeah. the album Rumors by The Mask?
Rumor yeah, Has It.
He would mask.
And this was a rumor that basically this kid had sex with this other
kid.
I mean, essentially, we were in middle school, so yeah. Mm. And
middle school is how old?
Sixth to eighth grade.
You could be anywhere from 12 to 14.
83.
Yeah, 15.
Like the Christmas song.
Yeah, from 1 to 92.
Anyway, so because this is a gross story.
Okay, good. I'm ready.
I'm not scared.
That when she bled, because it was her first time having sex, they didn't know what was happening. They put Band-Aids on her vagina. And then the other part of the rumor was that this guy's dad filmed it.
What? Kids are insane.
What?
Kids are so fucking insane.
That's that the dad filmed putting the Band-Aid on?
The whole thing.
It's really sad that, I don't know, you forget that those things that happen in school, it affected somebody.
Like, I know.
Yeah. To be the object of a rumor.
Why do people start these? Okay, so I remember when I was in middle school, I was dating this woman.
No, you weren't.
And I remember she came to my church one Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
And then she had a best friend, and we were all friends, right? Like the three of us, but I was seeing this woman.
Sure.
And then one day Why is it a woman?
It's not a woman.
Because she's a woman now.
Yeah, but
it feels weird to say I was, it's a girl.
But you were a kid and you had a kid girlfriend.
Okay, so we were 13 or 14.
I used to love those books.
Kid Girlfriend?
Yeah. Oh, I used to pretend I was the kid girlfriend.
I used to love the kid detectives.
Well,
and so,
they rode off into the sunset, I think.
So her, I got to.
They're skinned mother.
I got to school one morning and the girl I was seeing like just shot me the dirtiest look and wouldn't talk to me. And I was like.
In the morning?
In the morning. Can you believe it?
Too early for that.
She hadn't had her
shit.
Senka yet.
Too early for that drama.
She's been waiting on this all night.
So I was like, what's going on? And it took like all day for her to finally say, like, you spread this rumor about me blowing you in the church parking lot.
Boy, oy, oy, oy.
Ay, 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 hachi machi.
And I was like, I did not do this. I don't know what you're talking about. And it finally, like, after we
followed. Why don't you do it? And then the rumor will not be.
Yeah.
It'll
it's
be
not
just
a
be
lie.
True.
Go down on me in the theater. And we finally trace it back to her best friend. Who
so-called.
Who said that I told her that. And then she finally admitted that she spread it because she was jealous that. That this woman was spending so much time with me. Yes.
Wow, look at this story.
She was trying to paint you as a
one
bad.
One girl was so jealous of the other girl that got to date Scott that she spread a nasty.
This is just me bragging.
Yeah.
No, but
13-year-olds?
Why do
you creep.
Why do people start rumors?
I know. It's so wild to actually come up with a lie and just say, like, somebody did that about that story that I told, and it's just so insane. It's insane.
I mean, but it also happens with adults, with like celebrities, but I don't feel like it happens.
I feel like
pulling it out
like your Richard Gears, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like.
Well, like in a social group.
That's always couched like, I heard this.
Yeah.
But who's the person who starts it?
Well, I think a lot of times rumors that are like not that one, not the hamster. The one I was saying.
I think that started, by the way.
No,
I'm going to talk.
No,
I think that's what happened was that started.
Hello?
Someone heard the gerbil thing is a sexual fetish.
Game.
And then someone said, gerbil looks a lot like the word gear.
Put it in there.
And then it was telephone.
This theory is where both things got in.
Where someone heard that person say, wow, gerbil looks a lot like the word gear, like Richard Gear. And then the
it
next person
G-E-R,
heard it and said,
like you, this and heard, you pronounce it gerbil.
Gerbils.
Yeah.
But the next person heard the previous person say Richard Gere in this gerbil story. This is a gerbil story.
I'm fascinated by this. Somehow, because Gere and gerbil share letters.
The first three letters.
That they would both make it into. That's not how telephone works.
Fascinated by? Seahorses. Zoom in on one of those puppies.
I'm fascinated by hamsters. Heimsters. I wish I said Heimsters.
Heimsters.
Why am I doing this? That's twice in a row now.
Why do you live like this?
Why? I can't imagine being you.
I simply can't imagine.
At a time like this?
It stinks.
It stinks. It smells.
Who are you, the critic?
Oh, remember the critic?
It stinks.
Yeah. Hey, we all remember something. I love it. That doesn't usually happen.
Yeah. I used to like that show.
Yeah.
I want to revisit it, I guess.
It has its fans, for sure.
Yeah.
There's a cult following for the critic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it or leave it.
That big, big podcast.
Yeah. Was John Lovitz upset?
His name's not Lovitz.
No, I'm saying it was John Lovitz upset.
His name is John Lovitz.
Well, John Lovett apostrophe S.
No, I'm saying was John Lovitz with a Z upset that...
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, because...
I'm sure he was. Dude stole his thunder. No, I'm sure he was.
Can I say, I don't think that he was?
Well, no, you can't say that because I'm sure that he was.
Do you know who's mad? Lyle Lovett.
Wow. Yes.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
What if Lyle Lovett had a podcast and then, like, he talked about the Julia Roberts marriage in the first episode, and then he's like, oh, I'm out of stuff.
Lyle Lovett has a podcast where he reads.
Dead eyes, but he doesn't know how to continue it.
Yeah, he's like, if only Julia Roberts would be on this show and say, why she divorced me?
His podcast is where he reads old issues of People magazine from when he was in them with Julia Roberts, and it's his recap podcast. Or not, fuck it.
Lauren, boy.
Fuck.
Swing and a miss.
Tough room.
Sometimes you just say stuff.
Boy, is that true, girlfriend.
That should be the tagline to Threedom.
Sometimes you just say stuff.
Sometimes you don't.
Do you remember those commercials?
You
do.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Bonk.
What the heck would cut it out? Sometimes you feel like a... Sometimes you don't.
Why would they not say it sometimes?
Because they would show it?
Because nut is an offensive term.
Yeah.
They were way ahead of
everybody. That must have sucked when everyone started calling testicles nuts back in the 70s.
That would have sucked when people called testicles nuts.
Hey, they waited as long as they could. And then the 70s came around like, let's just do it. Nuts.
Why did they call them that? Because they're like walnuts?
I think so.
Yeah. There hasn't.
I think so.
There hasn't been a new term for testicles in a long time.
Oysters.
Like I feel like we ran out of stuff in the 80s or whatever. Like, let's figure one out. There's got to be other things that they...
I think we just got tired of talking about them.
No, I'm not.
Call them little spheres.
Little spheres. What about marbles?
I think that's already been done, right?
That's fair. Marbles are very small.
But like a bag of marbles is like a really different thing.
Bag of marbles. Oh, my bag of marbles.
My bag of...
Two marbles.
What are the big ones that are for like...
What do you call
shooters?
Them? My bag of shooters. Let's do that. Let's call them shooters. Let's call them my bag of shooters.
But isn't that confusing because the penis is sort of the shooter of that area?
Well,
Janie's got a gun.
Hey.
Paula's got a point.
Thank you.
Is it too confusing? My bag of shooters.
It's so confusing.
My bag of shooters.
Ow, me bag of shooters. I love it.
My bag of shooters.
I Lyle love it.
You Lyle love it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Julia Roberts in this situation.
She famously doesn't love him anymore.
What if she does?
Oh, that he's the one that got away?
Yeah, and she's just like, he never called me back.
That's why we broke up.
My phone was disconnected one day.
This is your Julia Roberts impression?
No, that's Lyle.
Oh, that's Lyle Lovett. Oh, well, that sounded exactly like him.
My phone was disconnected.
My phone was disconnected one day.
Oh, my goodness. I was shopping for bolo ties.
We have to move on from Lyle Lovett because my bit didn't work.
Oh, no. Lauren, your bit was great. We loved it.
Other names for balls? Do you want to go back to that?
Names for balls? No, yeah. I'm done with that, too. I think we should go on to something random.
All right, what do you got?
Random.
Something that Paul wants to talk about.
Oh, come on. You're the one who wanted to move on. Now you throw it on Paul.
What's your favorite gold spring in front of you right now?
Probably this one. Kaiser Soze.
like a really bad Kaiser sose.
Kaiser sose.
Yeah, I remember the guy's name was Coffee Cup.
Broken Coffee Cup after I leave.
I've never seen that. Does he name himself after him?
You've never seen that? No. You've got to come on Scott Hasn't the, Seen for a special Lauren ending. Hasn't Seen.
If you know, yeah, you know the ending. So spoilers for anyone who has not seen this okay movie.
With a great, great actor.
What's it called?
Great cast. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about one particular. Yeah. You may know him from
my
his
favorite Christmas
Eve
actor.
It's called Usual Suspects.
The Usual Suspects.
The Usual Suspects.
It's called Huge Sus.
Huge Sus, yeah. This movie's totally sus.
And it turns out, Kevin Spacey's playing this.
He's been interrogated.
Who? What's his name?
Oh, Chaz Palminteri.
Chaz Palminteri, a Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Hey.
And so he's giving all these details, blah, blah, blah.
About this caper that he and a bunch of people were involved in.
And then they let him go.
Because he's been talking about this dude, Kaiser Soze, who was behind it all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this guy's name is Nermal or something. What is
Nermal.
It? Nermal. What was his name?
Nermal's a girl.
It's close.
His name is Verbal Kint.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Verbal Kint. That sounds like what Ernest...
Ernest went to jail for
Ernest, Ernest P. Worrell.
Vern.
Hey, Vern. And so,
hey,
Kemp.
Vern.
Hey, Verb. So,
Hey, Verb. Know what I mean, Verb?
Hey, Verbal Kemp.
So it turns out after they let him go, Chaz Palminteri starts looking around his office and he realizes all of the details in his story, all the names and everything have come from things that he's just looked
all
at.
All the items in the room.
Yeah. It's basically a ripoff of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, why? What happened to the Glass?
George Glass.
George Glass.
I have a boyfriend. His name is George Glass.
George Glass is about to come.
George Glass. And then she wears that wig.
Do you know, I'm old enough that I watched that show in prime time.
Wow.
Whoa.
It was a big deal. I was a little kid, and me and my cousins would gather together to watch it.
Your cousin Oliver? Together.
All of your cousins?
We added a cousin later because we were losing ratings.
Yeah.
The family was not doing well.
I remember watching a certain episode of Happy Days and I would
episode
watch
104?
That shall not be named.
I would
episode
watch
598.
I would watch Happy Days reruns just to watch a thing.
Yeah,
you know
sure,
what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, but I remember there was an episode where Joni was going to pose naked for Playboy or something like that.
Some photographer.
It was an episode in your mind.
Yeah. And I remember I watched it when it was out.
I remember she was talking to me saying, Scott, should I do this?
So I watched it when it came out. And then when the rerun came on, I started watching it. And I remember, did I talk about
You've
this on show?
You've told this story
before,
yeah. Fuck. But I can't remember the ending.
So my dad walked in. And
oh, right.
Before the whole nude part came on. And he was like, isn't this a rerun? Why are you watching it again? And I was like, I always would watch the reruns. Right. And then suddenly it got to the posing nude part. And he goes, I see why you're watching this again.
You thought you were a creep.
Why do people want to humiliate children?
Then your dad started a rumor that you were a creep.
Yeah, and that I blew him in the church parking lot.
Ew.
I was like, it wasn't the church parking lot.
That is sick.
It was in the church.
You're sick and you're wrong.
I defile you, God.
You're sick and you're
wrong. Man, there were so many weirdos at that church, though.
No fucking kidding,
no
man.
Way.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Lawrence Phillippe.
But that's what happens when.
When bodies start slapping and doing the wild thing.
They go crazy.
Bodies start slapping.
Yeah. Did anyone ever
that sounds uncomfortable.
Did anyone ever say boff, or was that just used on TV
boff.
To talk over?
Oh, yeah, boff.
But
hey,
they
did
actually
you
said it?
I think I heard people say boff.
I only know it from when they bleep out the F word. On television in an 80s film, and they put in boff.
Right.
Wait, they would bleep and put in a word?
No, they would just talk over and say,
they would bleep it and then announcer go boff.
Did you boff her?
Did you bleep off?
Did you? You say boff, okay?
Did
you
bleep?
Like as fast as.
When you say did you, I say boff.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Did you?
Boff.
Her. Did you?
Boff.
Her. Did you?
Boff.
Her. Did you?
Boff.
Her. Okay, and then when I say, oh my God, you totally say buffed. Okay. Oh my God, you totally.
Buffed.
Oh my God, you totally.
Buffed.
Oh my God, you totally.
Buffed.
And when I say, what's it like to, you Bob. Say, Bob, what's it like to, Bob. What's it like to?
What show is this?
What's it like? Malfunctioning robot who wants to have feelings.
What's it like to, Bob. What's it like to, Bob. Did you,
Bob.
Her?
Bob. Her, Bob?
Bob. Just get stuck. Oh, can you imagine, like, if they had to do it where a guy had to press a button every yeah. time?
Every single time he had to do it live? Yeah. Fuck it, we're doing it live.
What's your job, honey? I press the boff button.
I have to, first of all, I have to guess.
I'm a BB operator.
When it's happening.
You get a sense for these things.
And I was his wife who didn't know what his job was.
Yeah. Well, thank you for finally asking.
Where do you go, honey? You go to boff.
Where do you, where do you, boff? Where do you, boff? Okay, look.
Where do you go?
Look, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back. Sail away, sail away, sail away.
Orinoco Flow.
Orinoco. You know, I sang.
Danny oh, I can't go out tonight. Orinoco Flow is in town.
And it's red.
Orinoco Flow, red.
My Orinoco Flow is
exterminate.
Red.
My menstrual blood is red.
I sang Enya at my aunt's wedding.
That must have been you just really like stood up and bad. Went, Enya.
True story.
Did you Enya. Just get up and
if
go,
anyone has any reason why these two should not be married,
Scott literally
Enya.
Scott stood up, grabbed his shooter sack, and said, "Ooh,
can't grabbed his shooter sack like Michael Jackson. No, I sang. On your shore?
I'm sure you did.
With a harpist.
Did everyone cry?
Did she make it sound like almost Enya on your shore? What? Like she names things that you could say it by accident, like Enya Shore.
Enya Shore. Yeah. Oh yeah. I think so. Like all of her titles are stuff that people go like
Enya Noko Flow.
Is that her name or is that yeah. a song title?
Yeah.
But it was a request. It was by request.
Well, of course,
from my aunt.
Yeah.
Not from the crowd.
Oh, not like the fans. Well, you voted, and here it comes. I'm going to sing this Enya song. What was the name of the song?
On your shore.
On your shore.
Enya shore.
I remember it being
how
like,
how did that go?
It was something to the effect of like a boat metaphor of two boats coming together. I don't know. I don't remember. I feel
is that how you sang it?
All right, here, I'm going to find it.
Thank you.
I'm going to find it, and you're going to be sorry you ever asked.
I sang at a wedding one time. I had to sing, this was at the request of the bride and groom, When a Man Loves a Woman.
When yes. one man loves one woman.
Yeah, they were very Christian.
And how did that go?
It went fine, but I had never really paid attention to all here the lyrics go. Of that song before. And it's a grim oh, song for a wedding.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a Hennessy ad never that's stop. Playing before.
That wasn't great. You?
Okay, here
when
we go.
When a man loves a woman.
Does she always have environmental sounds in her song?
I don't know whether this she's is the video so because the video based. Starts on the ocean.
This is what you sing.
I haven't heard this. I've not heard this song
exactly
since I sang
and
it.
And this is how you sounded.
Is that her or is that the cover?
That's her.
Scott on does your not shore, see how this right. is humorous that you sang this.
Yeah, I know.
Scott's very sensitive.
I sang it in this actual key.
That's what I'm saying. You're going. That's why you grab your shooter sack.
You can see your shooter sack. It's taking off. I think this is
like
good.
It. I don't like it.
Because you're like, oh, you go.
Oh, better grab my shooter sack.
You go.
Auntie, do you mind if I?
No, there's.
Do you mind if I grab my shooter sack?
There's something that I have to do. There's something I have to do. I very much want to perform this song for you.
Oh, man. Oh wait. Why is it so awful?
I know. She okay, so this is the 80s. Was it? It was 89, yeah. And she was like a yuppie at this point. She was a hippie on her first marriage where she got,
you were talking about Enya.
No. I would never talk about Enya.
And it wasn't
she's like
yuppie.
Bruno.
Keep Enya's name out your mouth.
No, my aunt got married.
We don't talk about Enya. No, no.
Can I tell you that I can't remember how any of those songs go?
No.
Except Bruno.
No, even no, that one, I forget how one. It goes.
Oh, I only can remember that one, and I don't know why.
My aunt was a hippie. I remember being
mine
seven.
Mine was a hippie?
My aunt was a hippie. Oh, okay. I remember being seven and she got married on a cliff to a dude with super long hair.
Oh,
looked
no.
like Jesus.
Hippie stuff.
And I remember like peering, getting to the edge of the cliff and like looking over it and everyone going like.
And he was down there?
And he was down there and she's like, sing me in 14 years.
Sing me.
And then she was a yuppie in the 80s and she got married to like a finance guy, I think.
Also with long hair.
And no, he was famously had the Larry David horseshoe.
He had a Larry.
He didn't have like the Gordon Gecko slick back.
He had it shaved into his head. He had actually. Yeah.
Well, I say famously because he's the guy who had the Diet Coke pressed to his bald head when he fainted at the altar.
Oh my God. What a nightmare.
They didn't even give him full strength Coke to hold on his head.
Yeah, I know. You think it was
it's
like,
his
no,
wedding day.
Pour the caffeine version down his mouth. But then in the 90s, she was into line dancing. She got into country.
No.
And she married some other country dude, I think.
This is her third one?
Yeah, this is the third one. And then I think maybe she went on to four.
I like the like total shift.
I love it. I love it when you like you, everyone should change their personality every decade.
I love Total Shift by Enya. Do you remember the Ashburn Comedy Festival?
I do. I went a couple years.
I went many years.
I was bumped by Dave Chappelle.
Whoa, get in line. I was there 1 year. And I don't think it was my first year
50th
there.
50th birthday.
It was my quinceañera. And I said, I want to go to the Aspen Comedy Festival. I was asked by E! Entertainment Television.
Whoa.
They were doing a lot of stuff at the festival. And they said, we want to like have you like out on the street doing stuff with people and blah, blah, blah. And it was
pull
so.
Up on the street.
It was so sloppily produced. There was no like plan or anything. It literally was just talk to people, whatever. We're going to go into this bar where they do country line dancing.
Like there have been so many times in my life where I'm suddenly doing something like that. Oh. I'm like, why is it on me to figure out what this is?
There's also nothing I hate more than man on the street.
No, I don't like
stuff.
That either.
I hate it. It's so uncomfortable.
Especially if
it's
you're awful. The man.
Yeah, because it's always.
Dog?
They always. Well, now. Yeah. But it's you're always like, now, go dog. Up to them and ask them. It's like, no, there should be a producer that's setting this up.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so awkward and uncomfortable. And then I remember I got back from the festival and I called the person that had booked me to do it. And I was like, oh, yeah. When do I get paid for this? And I asked just like that.
Oh, no.
And this person started yelling at me.
Yelling at you?
It was like,
what?
We never agreed to payment. Blah, 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 blah. You said you blah, blah, there was no. Blah, blah. And I was like,
they were waiting for that fight.
Whoa.
And it was like so not a fight.
Yeah, you just thought like you were getting paid and then you thought you weren't. And you're like, oh, okay.
Don't you have to be paid to be on camera?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's the law.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they, I don't think they used any of my stuff because it was just like, it was bad.
Right.
It was bad.
What a disaster.
Oh, so
it was un disaster.
It was so bad he was yelling at you for that rather than the payment thing.
The yeller was a woman.
The yeller was a woman. Old yeller was a woman.
It was a woman.
I actually knew it was a woman. Did you say she or did I just make that up? Because I feel like.
But you do make things up a lot.
I love to do it.
A rumor has it. Rumor has it. Are we back to rumor has it? You got more rumors?
Let's see.
Look at all these rumors.
Rumors.
I'm trying to remember if there were any rumors that we knew when I was a kid.
There definitely are more.
Were there rumors about neighbors that you remember? Like, oh, that house, the person who lives in that house.
Well, I've told you about the one.
Yes.
Go to hell Christmas card.
The lady who came by your house, right?
That's the same person.
Yeah.
Although my mom did tell me I told that story wrong.
Yeah.
Trish.
She listened to it and she was like, no, that's not what happened. Hi, Trish. Gonna mess it up again if I don't revisit that again.
Yeah.
She actually said, God bless you. So you were way off.
No, yeah. I don't remember. I told something wrong about that, but regardless.
It's better the way you told it.
Yeah, I loved how I told it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, fuck the truth.
I thought it was fantastic and fascinating.
Yeah.
The story that I constructed, I thought was very interesting.
And I thought it was quite true.
I remember once I was working outside my house and the garage was open and we had a big ladder and I was like doing something on the ladder and the neighbor came over and said, hey, does your dad want to sell that ladder? And
sounds like something out of The Witches.
And I was like, I don't
know.
Did
you see the movie The Witches, the old one?
No, I never have.
No.
Well, it's like a boy and a girl and the tree and this witch comes and she's like, you want to pet the kitty? Like, it's like kind of like trying to get you to come talk to me.
Or does your dad want to sell your ladder?
Do you want to see my snake? And then the kid's like, but it's like, why were they talking to you when you're on the ladder? It just feels very dangerous.
What if you were on the ladder and somebody said, hey, have you ever fallen off a ladder?
Well, you're about to.
Has anyone ever pulled a ladder out from under you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Kick.
So I
kick. I can kick. I'm 50.
So I went to my dad.
I'm reading her book, which I love, by the way.
I can't wait to read it. It was great when she turned 50.
Molly Shannon.
Oh, yeah. She's great. Yeah.
It was great.
I waited on her once at Chin Chin.
Aww.
She's the sweetest.
After she was on SNL, she was great.
And did she say anything to you about wanting to be your girlfriend?
Yeah. I'm assuming that's where the story is leading. As I politely all of your stories do.
She's great.
So I went to my dad. I said, because I said I would. I said, I'll ask my dad. I went to my dad and I said, hey.
Hey, you're as good as your word.
Yeah, of course. I said, hey, the neighbor wants to buy the ladder. And my dad was like, yeah, well, anything's for sale for the right price. You know, he kind of said something like that. And I just kind of took that at face value.
Even a woman's maidenhead, daddy.
Because it's also like you can get a ladder at the store.
This is before Home Depot was.
Where they're definitely for sale. Yeah. You don't have to ask.
Yeah.
Well, how'd your dad get one?
Oh, good question.
I don't know. I think he made it out of steel.
He didn't see one in someone else's driveway?
There's one ladder in America and it moves its way.
It just moves around.
Yeah, as needed.
So do you think that would bring us together as a nation?
If we all had one ladder, and we had to share it.
If there was one home ladder.
Yes.
Like professional people.
I needed it a week and a half ago.
I think we need one per neighborhood. I think one in the country is
one per neighbor.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's also a waste to have so many ladders.
It is wasteful.
With the environment.
The landfills are full of ladders.
Yeah.
The way animals
people get them for Easter, but then they don't want to keep them.
But that's how you get out of the landfill.
Choking on ladders. Yeah.
Sea turtles are climbing up
and
gagging
on that.
Fish climb up the ladder, then they're in the air.
Yep. And they can't get back down.
So then
much like Sam Pinky.
So I went back out. I started working in the attic.
What? He couldn't get up the stairs. In our imaginary story that we told last episode. Okay.
Got it.
Anyways. So
I went back outside and then the neighbor came by and goes, hey, did you ask your dad about the ladder? And I said, yeah. He said that anything's for sale for the right price.
Oh, God.
And he went, oh, okay. Well, I mean, what's the right price? How much does he want? And then my dad heard me talking to him and he came out and my neighbor was like, so I hear you're interested in selling the ladder for the right price. And my dad had to be like, oh, I just said that as a joke.
I'm not a wheeler dealer.
Yeah, he's like, no, I don't want to sell this ladder. This is my important ladder.
It's our family's ladder,
sir. Family ladder. You dare to come into my house where my children sleep?
My son take our climbs ladder? On that ladder.
As you've seen.
Did you have an attic growing up, though? I had an attic, and I used to climb up that ladder and spend the whole day reading books up there.
We did not have an attic, but I was big on climbing out on the roof of our house.
Oh, yes.
Which, when I think about it now, is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Yeah. My brother and I used to do that and jump off the roof onto our backyard grass a lot.
Oh, ours, our roof was too high to jump from.
Oh, so was ours.
But high enough to fall from and die.
Oh, no.
We had to work up there a lot.
But I used to, there was one, so you could, in the back bedroom of the house, you could climb out onto this sort of flat part.
I would climb up onto the slanted
part of the roof.
Uh-huh.
Which was, shingled. So the shingles gave you like a little bit of purchase, you know?
A little bit of traction.
Uh-huh. But it was, when I think about it now, like, I should not have been doing that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
why would you go out there
really
just
dangerous.
To look at the stars?
Yeah.
They shine for you?
It just felt cool. I would make wishes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
On shooting ones or just all of them?
Everyone.
Just like in case.
I'm spreading the odds.
Do you remember a wish you made as a kid on a star?
Did it come true?
Candle?
I hope a pretty lady falls in love with me.
I'm sure I made that wish. For sure.
And it came true.
I hope an attractive woman will fall in love with me as I was 8 years old.
In 35 years.
Or now, I'll take it.
Like in Blank Check when the woman kisses the little kid on the lips.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
What, Blank Check, the
blank
movie
check
podcast?
The film Blank
someone,
Check.
Someone kissed Connor on the lips?
There's a little boy in
what's
the
what's Blank
movie?
Check again? Is that it's the Melanie Griffith one?
No. This is it's like a Disney movie, and this kid gets, he gets a blank check because he gets hit by a guy on his bike, and then guy gives a big check. He doesn't have time to sign. He doesn't realize. He's got to go. And then the kid.
So he's like, fill this out for whatever.
Blank. Yeah, for whatever the bike is worth.
Whatever your fucking bike is worth.
And then he types in the computer and makes it
what
$1
is check worth?
Dollars. Oh.
Whoa.
And then he buys everything in the world.
Whoa.
And then
this is actually not a bad idea.
And then there's these pretty people coming after him. And
never seen
it's like tough situation.
People like who want the $1 million for themselves or people that the original guy sent after?
I can't remember how
good. Or just like there's fans.
Kind
there's
of
there's
kind
fans of the movie.
Key details I'm forgetting. And then at the end, there's like a bad lady.
Oh, no.
But she's like tough. And they go on a date. And then like,
oh, she's tough but bad.
And they think that it's like, he thinks it's like a thing. And then at the end, she like kisses him on the lips and he's 8.
Whoa.
And it's
hot.
Like, and it's, and he's like, it's awesome. Like, it's a good moment. And I'm like, this is a sick scene.
That's very weird. This is a sick individual.
The woman who had to do that, poor thing.
I know we've talked about it before.
All for
they,
money?
But they should make a sequel to Big with Elizabeth Perkins and Tom Hanks.
Yes.
I completely agree. But they did make that one with, what's that little girl's name? They did it with, hold on. It's called, what's the movie called? Anybody? You know what I'm talking about? Little.
No.
What?
I'm
Stuart
saying,
Little.
I'm saying same characters.
It's the reverse situation in that one. The woman becomes young.
Yes. I don't want that. What I want is them playing their same characters and then they meet again.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
And then, but the aging will be off. He would be younger than her.
But he would be younger than her.
He has to be 20 years younger than her.
20 years?
Yeah, because he's
13.
He's 13, and then he becomes 33 or whatever. See, this is a problem with your...
Colin Hanks, then.
Okay, great. Solved.
But Colin Hanks and Elizabeth...
Perkins from Barry.
Yeah.
Comes. She's in Barry now.
Yes, I know. I'm
Why
very
did you glare at me?
Because I wanted to break that.
I love
this is where I get all my entertainment news from Paula Tompkins on Freedom.
She's a fantastic actress.
Exclusive.
I love her. I love when she shows up in something.
Me too. She's always great.
Yeah. She's great. That's well, true. Did I tell you about when my dad, he called me, this is after I started working in Hollywood semi-regularly, and he called me and goes, hey, can I take you to lunch?
And you said anything's for sale at
the right price.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a serious thing. I was like, my mind first went to, oh shit, what did I do?
How old were you?
Probably 35. I was like, well, what did I do? What am I in trouble for? Then it was like, oh no, is something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, we can meet in the middle. Because he was coming from Orange County and I'm up in the valley, I think, at the time. And he's like, we'll meet at that Denny's, like, you know, where the 101 first starts or whatever.
So you're thinking, this is really bleak.
Yeah. So like, oh, no, we need to meet
like
in the middle.
$5 eggs.
Let's not meet in a nice place.
He takes me to lunch and I'm the whole time I'm like, oh, fuck.
Take me to lunch. I got moons over my head.
So I'm like, what's going on? And he just wanted to pitch me. An idea.
Oh no!
Which was
it's about a dad who has a terrible son.
No, he's like, so you know how like TV reunions are all kind of big right now. I think there should be a Happy Days reunion, but you know Ron Howard, he's such a successful drama director. He should direct it as a drama. And I was like, Dad, I don't know Ron Howard, and I don't know how to get this to him. Yeah. And I'm sure they've already thought about these kind of things.
I would watch that, though.
I don't think they had thought about that.
Now, little did he know that I would work with Ron Howard a few years later and get to know him.
Did you pitch him the idea?
I never pitched him that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I can't believe you didn't tell him that.
I should have told him.
Because they actually still are doing those reunions.
Yeah.
They won't stop.
Although the Boz is gone.
More. The Boz?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's the Boz. Tom Bosley.
Oh, the
Tom
dad, Bosley. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe I didn't immediately know who you're talking
about. I can't believe I did.
Who'd you think? Brian Bosworth? Is he still with us? Brian Bosworth? What do you think? Hey, any guesses, Lauren? Brian Bosworth.
What about him?
Is he still with us? The Boz.
Who's that?
Exactly. Is he still with us or not?
He was a football player?
I don't know who it is.
He's a football player.
He famously had blonde, spiky hair?
Blonde, spiky hair. I believe he was in a movie. He starred in a movie once.
Yes. Something with cold in the title?
Ice cold.
I think it was ice cold.
Was it ice cold? Do you want the answer?
Yes, we do.
He's alive and he's 57.
He's alive! He's alive!
And what was his movie? Ice cold? That's the answer we really want.
Stone cold.
Stone cold.
The Flintstones. Stone Cold, the Flintstones.
Man, I wonder if they saw the movie Stone Cold in the Flintstones and they wouldn't have to change the title.
I bet they did.
They're like, hey, are you going to the new Brian Roxworth movie, Stone Cold?
Oh, no. Oh,
no. Okay, let's. I guess we need to take a break.
Ow, I hit my elbow.
Oh, no.
That's a good reason for a break. You're humorous.
Gotta go to the nurse.
Yeah, I got to go to the earwolf nurse.
Oh, no.
I have to call my parents. If they give me medication.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right, we're back, everybody.
Okay, we're back. We're so back right
we're
now.
We're so back, and I'm so excited because we're doing the game that I have suggested twice.
Creature.
KP hasn't gotten back to us yet.
Is called
KP. We're waiting to hear
KP,
from you.
KP, why didn't you get back to us in between these episodes that we take back to back?
It doesn't have a name, in fact, this game, but it can if we come.
Why don't
up
we name
together.
It? Bag okay. of shooters.
if you can game it, you can name it.
Yep.
The game is one person thinks in their mind.
One person. I want to call it one
things
person.
In their mind.
A celebrity. And
I
want to
call a celebrity.
The other two people.
No, wait.
I want to call the other two.
Questions.
Scott.
About what the celebrity would be if they were another thing. Like, what kind of candy are you? What kind of shoe are you?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then you have yeah. to guess who it is based on that those clues.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
So it's called Celebrity Style.
And when we guess?
You get it, they'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
And does that takes up our question?
And then are we good?
Yeah, but it doesn't really.
Are we good?
Does that make us good?
It doesn't really matter, like, if you're going, like,
what makes us whole?
Me, you. It's just kind of like, I mean, we should, but it's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's more just getting, you want to guess.
It's more about the experience. It's not about winning.
Yeah.
Yes.
So who wants to think of a celebrity first?
Obviously you do.
Oh, I
mean,
actually didn't.
You have stars in your eyes.
Okay, fine.
You, they're just like us.
Okay, let me think.
Oh, you've thought of the perfect person,
I
can tell. Oh my God, Lauren is smiling.
We love when Lauren smiles when she thinks of a celebrity.
She frowns the entire episode, but then when she thinks of a celebrity, she suddenly smiles.
She's in her happy place.
The lights came on in the room.
I remember one time Lauren was smiling and I said, who is it? And she went, Will Arnett.
Okay.
She's got it.
1 second.
One more second.
I keep moving on to different people in my head because I'm just not sure.
Move on.
Let's see.
Sunday in the Park of George.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's so good. You got to rent
Never
it.
Never heard it.
Okay.
You got to rent the PBS, the Great Performances.
I can do that?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
I can do.
You, Paul, out of anyone should.
I will do.
Yeah, you please do.
Oh, wait. Sondheim died, right?
Yeah.
Not interested anymore.
Okay, yeah. So you are only into people who are still alive,
I only like to watch stuff where I have a chance to tell the creator what I thought of it.
Okay, so Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life just
Never
recently passed.
Never seen it.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Was she the last person?
I don't know. I wonder that about Wizard of Oz sometimes. Like, is the last person who ever worked on that film finally dead?
Have we kept track of that? Like, we kept track of, like, Civil War people?
We also kept track of, like, the Munchkins and everything for a while.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. So you got
the
person?
About, like, who's the last grip?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
The last grip.
The last grip.
I'm ready.
All right, so these are not yes or no.
No, you're asking a question of what I would be if I was something else.
Got it.
And that kind of thing.
If you were a rug, what kind of rug would you be?
I would be, like, a sort of shag rug, maybe with like a palm tree design or something.
This is Robin Williams.
It's got to be Austin Powers.
No. Who played Shaggy? What's
Ask
his name?
More questions.
What's his name from the Scooby-Doo from Matthew Lillard?
It wasn't him.
No.
All right. If you were a...
By the way, I made it wasn't me Shaggy joke on the Comedy Bang Bang anniversary episode that blew by you.
Good.
And I felt... Betrayed.
I haven't listened yet. I have to. I will see. I'll see. Because I feel like I sort of remember. If you were an automobile, what type of automobile would you be?
I would be like a tan, Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile.
Okay.
And what kind of carpet again? Shag?
Shaggy.
With like... Like a sort of pink shag rug with like palm tree design or something. Maybe not shag rug, but just something sort of like that.
Yeah. Okay. If you were a college sweatshirt, what college would be on it?
It would be possibly, it would be like Sarah Lawrence.
Oh.
Is it crazy if I just guess?
Yeah.
Just guess.
Florence Henderson.
No.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
Who, me?
Your guesses were
you. Fuck you.
Way worse
fuck
than
you.
That guess.
What? My guess was worse?
Way worse than that guess.
Matthew Lillard is worse than Florence Henderson.
In every conceivable way.
In terms of how wrong you are.
And also just as a person.
I worked with him on Good Girls. He's fantastic.
He's great. He's no Florence Henderson.
You see him in Twin Peaks? He's amazing.
No. Keep going.
No.
If you were.
Let's end this.
It's a good game if you fucking play it. Ask more than you shall guess.
If you were an alcohol, what kind of alcohol would you be?
I would be I'd be a late night glass of schnapps.
This woman's obviously a drinker. Lauren, I mean, she knows her alcohol.
I don't even know what that is, but I feel like this woman would say that.
If you were a sport, what sport would you be?
I don't care about sports. I wouldn't be a sport. I might be.
Wait, so is the idea that the celebrity is choosing to be these things?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
That's how I'm. It's just supposed to give you the idea of who that is.
Okay.
I'm going to call the other wild horses and see what the rules are.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Like, for example, we did a round. Lord. Where it was like, I was Reese Witherspoon. And they're like, what kind of shoe? I'm like, a high heel. What kind of candy are you? I'm a rainbow pack of Skittles. You know, it's like you kind of give the energy of the person.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
But the sports thing, you could have given me the energy of the person as a sport, and you chose not to.
The sport is competitive.
They're all competitive. They're sports.
TV watching or something. It's like she wouldn't. It's like, I can't.
She.
I didn't say he.
You said she.
I did.
Yes, that's what I said. No, I said G.
Oh, my headphone cut out right.
I'm ending this.
This is a disaster. Keep going. Ask more questions.
Let's salvage it. Okay, shut up.
No, but that's the key part is that you're not asking any.
When I did, you said no.
That's not true. Keep going.
I like how you hung this up by denying the category, and then you tried to make it our fault for not asking questions.
Come on.
If you were a...
it's my turn, asshole. If you were a shoe, what shoe would you be?
A sensible pump with a half-inch heel. Aerosols brand or something.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
If you were a some sort of creature in a haunted house maze, what creature would you be?
Great question.
I would be someone who pops out and punches you in the face.
Tatiana Ali.
No.
And Dowd.
No, but you're in the right field.
Great.
Field of acting?
Of people.
Okay, if you were a crop in a farmer's field, what would you be?
A tall stalk of corn.
Okay.
If you were a type of landline telephone, what would you be?
An 80s phone that's like... cream colored with one of those big rubbery like things on the back.
If you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be?
Wow, it was my turn.
Yeah, how do you like it? You asked two in a row. You think I don't keep track of these things? Yes, you did.
A knife to cut pie.
A knife to cut pie. A knife to cut pie. Mm-hmm.
If you were a knife to cut pie, how sharp would you be?
Really sharp. The sharpest knife in the drawer.
Is this Gwyneth Paltrow?
No.
Book.
Are you listening? She wouldn't wear a sensible heel.
I don't know. You said a whole bunch of other dumb shit that I thought was her.
Okay.
If you were a jade egg, if you were a spice in a spice rack, what spice would you be?
Like something really spicy, like chili peppers.
That's pretty spicy.
If you were a person who was walking around Universal Studios and was approached by Jay Leno to appear on his hilarious segment, Jaywalking. Mm. What question would he ask you?
Great. He would ask, the question he would ask is about something to do with Ronald Reagan. And
is this Nancy Reagan?
If you were Jay Leno delivering his monologue on The Tonight Show and he said, here's something, what would that something be?
It would have to do with a fist bite.
If you were... Janet Reno.
No.
Fuck. If you were, although I was close, right?
Well, she's tall. Physically.
Okay. She was in the 80s, right? Oh, no, she was more 90s. If you were a character in Back to the Future, who would you be?
Somebody's grandma.
Somebody's grandma. I don't think anyone, I think all famously in that movie, everyone says, by the way, my grandmother's dead.
Yeah, I think it's, Christopher Lloyd's girlfriend in the part where he's as old as he could be.
Mary Steenburgen?
No, I don't know. I don't recall that character.
I feel like I have another guess.
Yeah.
Are you Penny Marshall?
No.
Are you
but
Penny?
But again, you're in the right zone.
Are you Penny Lover that Lionel Richie sang about?
So you will not walk on
speed
by.
Round.
So you can't just say speed round and make us go faster.
What color are you? Color wise, not like a race.
Dark blue.
Oh, thank God. If you were a section in IKEA, what section would you be?
A comfortable chair that matches a couch.
That's not a section. That's an item, but okay, I'll take it.
Couch section.
Couch section. Good, 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 good.
Or patio furniture.
If
patio.
You were a celebrity, who
Patty,
would you be?
Patty.
B. Arthur. Okay.
Yes, we got
it. Do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah, because I wanted to show you how fun it can be when it's good. You.
Oh, when you're the person in charge?
No. I just mean that one was a bust, but we'll try it again.
Okay. It sucked.
Yeah, let's pick someone and maybe a little...
Sure.
Like Mario KP an apology.
Who do you want to be the person with the celebrity?
Who do I want? Paul.
Yeah.
I want Paul.
You want Paul. Okay. Paul.
I'm the person with the celebrity.
Yeah. Paul, pick a celebrity and smile when you do.
Okay. Would it help if we said if the person was living or dead?
Yes.
To narrow it down?
Yes.
Okay.
This person is, unfortunately, dead.
Oh, no.
And now I'm about to think of the celebrity.
Yeah.
Wait. Why work backwards like that?
What do you mean?
Think of a person.
No, I have it. I smile.
Oh, you have it. Oh, got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I was instructing my brain to think of them.
Okay.
Okay, you're both on your phones? This is not a good start.
I'm looking at dead people.
Janie texted us.
Happy?
What kind of hat are you?
He has a hat on. You're just looking at him.
It doesn't matter, Kaiser.
What kind of blue shirt are you?
I'm going to say like a... I love that you guys are talking about me.
What kind of ripped body are you?
I'm going to say... Who came in? I'm going to say a knit wool hat.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of dinosaur would you be?
I'm going to say like the one that just eats leaves from Jurassic Park.
What kind of house are you?
I'm like a cabin, like a nice sturdy cabin.
Okay. What?
Are you Nick Offerman?
No.
Okay. What sport in the Olympics would you be?
The person's alive, right?
Person's dead.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I already fucked up. Okay, great.
Wait, yeah. Did Nick Offerman die?
No, that's what I'm saying. I shouldn't have guessed that. I thought
this is where I found
this
out.
Is where we found out our breaking entertainment news.
What was it? What Olympic?
What kind of Olympic sport would you be?
I'm a sport guy.
None. I wouldn't be any.
Lauren's yawning at her own game.
I feel like... Like track and field, running.
Okay. If you were a door, what kind of door would you be?
How many types of doors are there?
Well, you could describe a lot. Maybe a small mouse door.
I'd be like a wooden door,
like on a Craftsman or something,
like a oak door.
Yeah. If you were a book,
that would match the cabin.
If you were a book in the library, what book would you be?
Oh, heavens. Maybe a book of maps, some sort of atlas.
Charles Atlas.
Or a nature guide.
Nature guy.
Are you guessing nature guy?
Yes.
He's still alive.
Shit.
What kind of animal would you be? What kind of domesticated animal would you be?
Oh, domesticated.
I think like a yellow lab.
Okay, you're a very classic man.
Yeah. If you were
Robert Redford,
he's still alive. Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Unfortunately. If you were a day that someone went to the zoo, what date on the calendar would you be?
Oh, an actual date?
Yeah.
I'm going to say May 3rd.
Interesting.
You're fucking with the game.
I'm fucking with the game.
Yes. Don't fuck with the game. Fuck with the player.
If you were an attitude, what kind of attitude would you be?
Positive.
Oh.
Are you Abraham Lincoln?
No.
Damn it.
Are you an actor?
Sometimes.
When you're not dead, you're an actor?
Sometimes.
I would describe this as impossible. I'm sorry to everyone involved.
If you were a sitcom, what sitcom would you be?
There was one called Out of the Blue.
What was that?
It was about an angel living on Earth. Played by Jimmy Breslin. Jimmy Brogan.
Jimmy Brogan.
Famous for his crowd work.
Okay. Interesting. Out of the Blue, an angel sitcom. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I know who you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be terrible if you picked someone.
In fact, this person was mentioned not long ago on this very podcast.
Tom Bosworth.
Tom Bosley? Brian Bosworth?
Neither of them.
If you were, okay, this is going to crack it.
Yep.
Enya.
I believe it.
If you were a member of the Showtime Lakers, which one would you be?
I unfortunately have not kept up with that show.
And if you had a name, what would it be?
John Denver.
Oh, Rocket Mountain High.
That's hard.
Did you sing Rocket Man on High?
Rocket Man on High. Let's go visit Rocket Man on High.
He, in the church, Rocket Man, we pray that you will deliver us from Mars. It's cold as hell.
This game is hard because it could be anyone in the world.
Maybe we don't have the group mind for it because Wild Horses was zip, zap, zap.
Yeah, but you also probably only think of a very narrow group of people.
Oh, yeah. We can only think of people who've been in one direction.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you all have similar
Yeah, we were like Tom Cruise, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I think the categories probably have to be narrowed down,
too. That's kind of what I was saying at the beginning is, like, should we pick a more ubiquitous person?
Yeah, we didn't want to listen.
Yeah. John Denver was not one. No offense.
Although, if I had asked if he was a football team.
Sorry.
You could have said
the Mountain
The Denver
High.
Broncos.
Broncos. And that would have been so fucking good.
Rocky
you
Mountain
it.
High.
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High.
We did it again, everybody.
Did you guess John Denver out there, everyone?
Did you guess John Denver?
He wasn't mentioned on this episode. He was mentioned on the previous one.
Did you guess
Rocky that? Mountain High?
Although I did not say this episode.
No, I know you didn't. Oh,
okay.
But just
to be clear.
But I wonder if people were thinking, who was mentioned? Who was mentioned? Did you guess John Denver? Let us know if you did.
Let us know in the comments on Instagram on the Threedom page.
But don't be lying.
There's a space for comments underneath this podcast. Just put it right there.
And don't say, I guess John Denver. Just say, I guessed it.
I guess it. We'll know what you're talking about.
Yes.
And we'll find your comment no matter where it is in the world.
We see you when you're sleeping and we know when you're awake.
That's right.
A booty, booty, booty.
Booty everywhere.
A booty, booty, booty.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry I pushed for that game.